Guys, welcome to the Tom Ward Show, where I talk to the biggest creators in the world. And today I don't have a large creator, but I've got Rob Ellin, founder and CEO of LiveX Live. And you may have heard of LiveX Live recently in the papers or on, you know, streaming sites out there. It's because of the social gloves fight, the TikTokers versus the YouTubers. Another lawsuit announced yesterday, Taylor Holder going after Austin McBroom. Welcome. We got a lot to talk about, man.
What's up, Tom? By the way, I got a huge social following. I think I have 175 friends.
Maybe we can double it after this.
Exactly. or cut it in half.
It's still early on. We'll see. So, you know, the event was back in June, June 12th. And were you guys the streaming partner for that fight? Yeah. Or what was exactly your role?
Yeah, so it started with, we were brought in after Austin and his team had, for some reason, Live Nation passed. They came to us and they asked us if we would distribute their event, right? If we would live stream it and distribute it, right? And we've live streamed and distributed, you know, the biggest music events in the world, from Rock in Rio for, you know, seven straight days for the last 5 years in Brazil, the Jazz Monstro in Switzerland. So we're the global leader worldwide in streaming live events. I think we streamed 150 live music events last year. Wow. So we were asked to come in and to be the distributor and the streamer. And it morphed itself to a little bit deeper than that, where our production team stepped in and did what I think is the most fabulous job of any social event ever done in history. So we became a partner in that as well. And when we realized that some of the pieces that Austin thinks started to bring together, right, including sponsors and marketing, he just didn't have, we stepped in and we helped him out on the marketing side as well.
You know, it's funny. I was kind of going through all this and I'm fascinated by all of this. I guess there was an investor deck floating around, and I may be wrong, but he was calling it the biggest pay-per-view event in history was going to be. And he estimated that would gross $500 million in streaming sales. Is he out of his mind? And what investor would buy that?
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, there was only one investor really, sure, right? Which was James Harding.
Okay.
Right? And James invested in what we were told is a senior position. So he really only had to generate, and he would get paid out off the first dollars of revenues, right, after some production costs and so on. So it looked like it was pretty easy sailing for him, you know, to pay back James.
Okay.
Right. There's now some real debates and disputes as to what his position is. And we can't get, for the life of us, they've refused to. Social Gloves, Austin has refused to share what they believe is the waterfall. Right. So nobody can even try to figure out, you know, who would be owed first, who would be owed second. We've tried everything under the sun and worked really, you know, hand in hand with James's attorneys to help him get through that process. So he really didn't bring in any investors. He may have thought he was going to, but he was very cavalier in that deck. We told him that, you know, it's going to take an awful lot to hit those, but it didn't matter. He didn't have to hit anywhere near those numbers, right? You know, as you probably know, when you talk about promoting a boxing event or a UFC event, right, you don't need a giant number for it to be awfully successful and to really have a brand that Social Gloves could today, if he literally just accepted the truth, instead of claiming that Hard Rock's lying about tickets and Ticketmaster's lying about hard tickets and Live by Live was lying about the pay-per-view and PayPal, who's our partners, who's owned by eBay, is lying. If everyone wasn't lying and everyone just accepted the truth, which is it was an awfully, incredibly successful event. 136,000 tickets, right? You know, is a big number. Right. And this is a first time ever event. And kind of everyone's talking about like 136,000 is a lot of tickets, but call anyone from UFC, call anyone in boxing, unless you have Mayweather or you have McGregor, this is a spectacular number. And the Social Gloves brand should have enormous value at the end of this. The IP has real value. And so, and he's really destroying the value of that entity. Right.
First of all, what is like an average UFC fight generate in sales? Because I have no frame of reference, right? Just the average two decent fighters are on the main card. You know, how many are they selling? Just a ballpark.
I mean, not a lot.
Oh no,
not a lot. I don't know what the exact number is on the average is, right? Yeah. You know, but I can tell you that, you know, for any fight that had no name stars who had never boxed before, right, or boxed, you know, once or twice before, but have no proven track record, they would, and they never fought each other, so you don't know what the fight is really going to be.
Yeah.
It's an amazing number. And here's the amazing part of this is Austin was so arrogant, right, and so egotistical about this that he refused to put it on cable and satellite. Right now, this is the ultimate, you know, stupid pill in life, which is 98% of every ticket in pay-per-view in the history of pay-per-view, right, that has been sold was sold over cable and satellite. Will that change? Absolutely. Will he be right in 1 year or 5 years? It's very possible. Today, it is still a process. So we fought him like crazy. We battled, but it's his event. He had to make the decision. The second thing he decided was that he wasn't going to do any paid marketing. Well, we had agreed to spend millions and millions of dollars in paid marketing, whether it's McGregor, whether it's Mayweather, whether it's Muhammad Ali. You spend money on television, radio, so on. And he decided and determined that he wasn't going to do any of that. And, you know, we knew there were telltale signs that, you know, there was real risk in the habitual behavior was continuing to grow that way. That if you were pulling out of paid marketing, you're not going to necessarily convert free people, free on YouTube and free on TikTok, mm-hmm. and convert them into buyers. That's a really hard trick.
Sure. So I guess take a step back too, because I'm still not clear on this, and I'm sure a lot of people are. Who is Social Gloves? Is that just Austin? Is there other people involved? Because it seems like he's kind of distancing himself from that. Like, you know, that's just not me. You know, I'm Austin McBroom over here, but that's not my company. Is it him or what's behind
it? Well, you know, if you read the Taylor lawsuit, there's some really scary stuff in there. And if you read our lawsuit, right, including the fraud charges and so on, right, you know, Austin owns Social Gloves.
Okay.
Right. From what we're told from many of the fighters, right, he told him he doesn't own it, right, which is a dangerous game, right? To start with, it's a dangerous game in that you're fighting someone in the ring, right? You're in a dangerous situation, right? You know, and Bryce has brought this up to me, right, to the extent that he brought it before the fight. Well, who really owns Social Gloves, right? Well, if he owns Social Gloves and he's fighting, you know, anything could happen, right? And anything can happen in a ring. And one of the things I had to really be focused on in this is boxing. People get injured,
yep.
right? These kids trained really, really hard. I give them so much credit. They got in great shape. They got great fighting shape, right? They really care. They were really passionate. And the fights were fantastic. They were really fantastic, okay? So Austin owns it.
Okay.
There's some really telltale information that he even tried to change the ownership, right, to fool some of these kids, right? Now, that's a dangerous game. You know, I don't know if you know this, but Taylor fought a guy who was 25 pounds heavier than him.
Yep.
They will never allow that.
No.
Right, in boxing. Never. It's
in
dangerous.
UFC in anything.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It puts your life at risk.
Sure.
Right? And he got paid extra money to do that. And he got paid extra money to do that under an agreement that says that Taylor has a first position on getting paid.
Okay.
Okay. It's a lot of money to these kids.
Yeah.
Right. No one should be fooled by this, that they go, hey, did Austin commit a crazy amount of money? Yes. Did he have intention to pay him? I'm sure he did. I'm sure that was his intention. He really had that much arrogance that he believed he was going to do numbers that just, you know, as you know, from the deck. So I think this is, it's a shame. This could have been fixed. I've sat with Austin personally. My partner Dermot has sat with Austin personally. I've sat around waiting for him many times, including after the fight, to try to sit down and have a rational conversation to how do you fix this problem? I believe it's fixable. I still think it's fixable.
Okay.
And I'm a very forgiving person. He's called me a lot of names. And, you know, if you know my background, I've been doing this for 30 plus years. I did some of the first pay-per-view events ever. In fact, I signed in the days of you know, the beginnings of pay-per-view, signed Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan 101.
Oh, wow.
Right? Which things end up in disputes because not everything happens the way you want it to be. But at the same time, if you want to fix it, it's fixable, right? These kids gave their heart and soul to this. They took risk in it, right? They put on an amazing show. We put on the best production in the world. And all you have to do is you have to come to some resolution with everyone, including he should have given equity to him. Give him a piece of social clubs. The IP would be worth real money, right? If he kept all these kids engaged. These kids have massive social media followings, massive. Right.
And you could have done it over and over again with different TikTokers and YouTubers forever.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and that's where Live by Live has stepped in. I streamed Jake Paul going back almost 5 years ago.
Wow.
Jake Paul is a superstar. Yep. Right. He's a superstar. He's a marketing genius and he knows how to go in. He knows how to ruffle feathers, right? You know, whether it was Muhammad Ali, right? You have to ruffle feathers in order to drive these kind of audiences. Austin didn't really understand that. We taught him, we educated him. We even got him to have a brawl with Bryce, right? At Fred Siegel's. You know how good that was, right? I could tell you that was like pulling teeth. I thought they were going to have a brawl going back when I put him on two boats in Florida, right? I've always described this is WrestleMania, right? I do not believe that there are going to be too many kids that are going to come out of this and become the next Holyfield, the next Bo, the next, you know, Mike Tyson, right? But what's going to come out of this is that this is what kids want. This is what fans want. This social experience, the interactive of social. And this is not just for boxing. It's pop culture. So it's anyone with big social media followings, right? And it's any kind of event that ties social media stars competing with each other. Right. And you're going to see many of these, right? From the Crew League with basketball, which is amazing, right? To seeing social gloves. You're going to see a lot of this and you're going to see more and more from Live by Live. And we're going to be doing events around boxing, around the sports, wide world of sports type thing, Olympic type things with this passion and this talent that really deserves to compete with each other.
So going back, you said that Austin kind of misled or was trying to give the impression that he wasn't behind social gloves, right? I'm just trying to, I guess I know why, right? Did he want to kind of back away from that? Like he's not the boss. And in case someone doesn't get paid or there's disagreement, he's not the guy. Was it to distance himself from that kind of thing? I mean, why else would you do it?
You know, for me, it's hard for me to imagine. Yeah. Right. It's hard, you know, and I come from a different world. I got four children, right? You know, my family, I'm here with my entire family. It's very hard for me to really understand what the thought process was behind it. Right. I always put it in a young man because we were all young, right? When I was really young, I did a lot of arrogant things. Yeah. I did a lot of ignorant things, right? I put it to arrogance and ignorance, but now you got to question whether it's way deeper than that. Right. And we filed, you know, $100 million plus lawsuit against him for that reason. Right. And I don't get into too many lawsuits in my life. I've been doing this for 35 years. Right. You know, if we're going to get in a lawsuit, it's going to be real. Right. And it's not going to end unless people start to behave. And I can forgive anyone if they want to come back to the ring. Right. They accused us that they sold 3 million pay-per-views. Right. And they brought in auditors. And the proof was within hours was proven that whatever number we give, we're going to give you the exact accurate number.
Sure.
The same thing when he questioned Hard Rock. Imagine questioning Hard Rock. They gave us $2 million up front. This is the first time I've ever seen this in the history of pay-per-view, right? When Austin came to us, he was paying the MGM $750,000. Okay. So that's a $2.7 million swing, okay? He now claims we never told him about it, but he actually sent us messaging, amazing. This is truly amazing, things like that, right? And then he now denies he even knew it, but not that he denied that, but he questions Hard Rock on how many tickets they sold. Do you think Hard Rock's going to lie to you? All right, they want to sell as many tickets.
Throw it all away, you know, the reputation on one event? Come on.
Well, it's not just Hard Rock. Remember, Hard Rock's partner is Ticketmaster.
Sure.
You think Ticketmaster's going to lie how many tickets they sold? So once you get caught with your hands in the cookie jar, right? And it keeps happening over and over again. You got to take a deep breath and you got to go, okay, what do I do next? I sat with him at the Beverly Hills Hotel for over an hour, right? He wanted to bring his bodyguards, right? I'm trying to save him from himself, right? And you can bring all the bodyguards you want. I'm from New York, right? But But if you want to bring bodyguards, right, the bodyguard he should have brought was an accountant and a lawyer. Sorry. I wish it was all funny, because this really could, it's still fixable. Right. And all he has to do is grow up. Right. You have to take the L. We've all been there. You take the L, you man up to it. You sit down with all your partners. You don't send bankruptcy letters. Right. You don't send threats of bankruptcy. You don't hire bankruptcy lawyers unless you're trying to beat James Harden. Right. Trying to beat James Harden. Right. I mean, I signed an agreement that says James Harden is first position, that Social Glove signed as well. Right. You don't want to spend your time doing that. Right. That's when you get really serious. This goes to a whole different level of problems when you're willing to do that. This has to be an adult decision. And I think Austin's biggest problem is he's not surrounded by the right people. Right. There's, if you read Taylor's lawsuit, his lawyers are included in this that were involved in convincing the kids of who owned Social Glove.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second, guys.
Yeah.
Can you bear with me a second? Hold on a second. My headphone just died.
No worries.
Bear with me. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Wait, hold on one sec. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Wait, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I barely hear you. I don't know why.
Oh, shit.
Hold on one second, guys. Spare okay. me one second.
Yeah.
I don't know why it won't let me turn the speaker on. Tom, you mind if I dial back in?
Yeah, you're fine. Yep.
Let me dial back in right now.
Okay. Hello? Where you at, Robert? Oh, there you are. I see you. I can't hear you or see you. Robert, you there, buddy? I see Robert Ellen's iPhone X, but your camera's muted. It looks like your mic's on, or at least your mic's not muted.
Okay. How's that, guys?
I can hear you. Where are you?
Okay, now I can hear you. Can you see me?
No, I can't see you. Your camera's muted.
Okay, how about now?
There we go, buddy.
Okay, sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay. Way better.
Yeah. So let me just jump back into it. So before Austin can grow up and have an adult conversation, he's suing you. Doesn't step number one have to be drop a lawsuit? And what's he even suing you for?
You know, I don't even know. I mean, it's really wild. So his lawsuit, you know, starts with him not believing numbers, including stating that Hard Rock gave the wrong numbers, the number of ticket sales. So, you know, this is a great way to try to deflect the truth. It's failing, as you can tell. It's failing everywhere. The Wall Street Journal just wrote it up today, right? They had a world-class auditor, one of the top auditors in the country, audit the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. So if you come out and lie, and you don't lie by a little, right. It's like one thing if you said, hey, you thought 136,000 was 160,000. It's another if you say 136,000 is millions. Right. Yeah. So it's a shame. And, you know, he's going to learn a hard lesson if it goes the distance. Right. he's either going to end up bankrupting the company. And from what I'm told, the James Harding money, he has a personal guarantee. If he bankrupts the company, he's going to be paying him personally, or he's filing personal bankruptcy. Now, I know all the rumors out there and I know all the stories. I don't know what is true is what's not.
Sure.
Guy, I'm not going to judge on every single topic on it.
Sure.
I've seen a lot of young men, a lot of young people learn from their mistakes and come back stronger than ever. What I would tell you about this in Austin is this was a great event. Okay. He got these kids to fight. Even if he committed more money than he could afford, he got them to do it, right? He got everyone in the ring. They worked hard and it was a absolutely spectacular event. If he pulls back the reins and he wants to fix it, he's got to fix it quick. Because as you know, it's really hard to put Humpty Dumpty back together yet. The longer you wait, the more angry people get. Taylor didn't want to fight him. Taylor wasn't looking for a fight. Taylor's looking for some money. He deserves it. All right. You know, kid put his life at risk. He fought a guy 25 pounds heavier. Put his life at risk. He deserves some money. All right?
Not only that, but the time, the training, I don't think the average person realizes to get ready for a fight. I mean, this is taking him away from brand deals he could have done, content he could have been producing. I mean, you know, he's watching everything, his diet, he's training, he's got to get sparring partners, trainers, the whole thing. And not to get a dollar for that, it's just not fair.
Not even to get money to pay the trainers.
Exactly.
And, you know, the interesting part is, and this is concerning to me, and I don't know the answer. There's not a single YouTuber that's complaining. So if none of the YouTubers are complaining, but every single TikToker wasn't paid, what does that tell you?
The YouTubers got paid.
I don't know. I don't have proof of it. Or maybe he has that kind of spell over them. There's been a lot of rumors that they were paid, either part or all the money. All right. If it goes into bankruptcy, they can all get clawed back.
Yep.
All right. In the bankruptcy court, they could all be clawed back and all those kids can be repaying the money. I don't know too many kids in their 20s that got a check, right, and didn't use it.
I mean, what a mess. So let me ask you this. Okay, this is your business. I don't know the business like you, obviously. So how much money is there? You know, is it all, does Austin have all the money now? I guess the revenue would be whatever ticket sales generated, right? Would he be holding that, or is that the only money that's out there?
No, the remaining money is held at Live by Live.
Okay.
And the reason it's held at Live by Live is that James Harding, Bryce Hall, Taylor all demanded that the money doesn't go to Social Gloves because they're afraid that whatever money is let, the remaining money, right, goes out the door. There is a rumor and there is some paperwork that shows that Austin has a first position that he has an MFN with himself.
What's that mean?
An MFN means he's most favored nation. That could even come in front of all of these, all the fighters, multiple of them have a first position. He could be in front of all of them. So if the money goes to him, it may be gone. And when I sat with Austin, he was pretty clear, expected his money. Right? I said to him, I couldn't have been clearer. I don't see how you're getting your money. I signed an agreement that says that the first $2 million, right, goes to James Harding.
Okay.
And it was James Harding and a little piece, the little baby out of that. I think it was 1.75 and 250, right? And the second piece goes to Bryce Hall, right? I don't see how he's you know, how, what dream he was facing. But I can tell you that, you know, all of those people in that first position want to make sure that the remaining money, which is nowhere near what Austin thinks it is, but it's a real number, right? Millions of dollars.
Sure.
It's protected.
So, I mean, the kid's got balls. I mean, Austin's got balls because the way I'm reading this, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the reason he's suing you is because he didn't get paid. So he wants his personal money that he was guaranteed in the fight contract. Is that what he's looking for?
Not really.
Oh,
we don't know. I mean, you know, listen, there's frivolous lawsuits filed all the time in this world.
Yeah.
Right? It happens all the time. You know, as I said, this was really is a way for him to try to deflect. And I can't get too much into it because we're in litigation, but he's just trying to deflect the truth, right? Everybody knows the numbers. Everyone knows how much money is left. They just don't know what the waterfall is because Austin got all the fighters to sign an NDA, then signed many of them to a first position. And when you sign to a first position, you legally cannot sign a second person to a first position, right? Wow. Is it fraud? Is it breach of contract? Is it worse? Right? Those are all question marks. So I'm not even sure where his head is, other than how does he deflect the truth? How does he deflect away from himself? Right? He's getting really bad advice, right? Really foolish advice. He's only digging a bigger hole, as you can see by Taylor's lawsuit and Nate's lawsuit, right? And you know, I don't know what's going to happen with James. I mean, he's got a decision to make, right? He's got to decide what he wants to do with it, right? I'm just trying to get the money that's left paid out to the right person. So what I asked for, I've asked Austin now. We've asked 50 times. We've asked through his lawyers. We've lost family. What is the waterfall? Tell us what the waterfall is. Give us who gets the money first and back it up with the agreements. And everything would really be released.
But if he promised everybody first shot at the money, he can't produce that. So that could be what's going on.
It's very tricky, but unless you file bankruptcy, James Harding is in the first position.
Gotcha.
And the man deserves his money. He wrote hard checks. The only one that put up hard money was us and James Harding, right? And the reason we put up money is Austin was supposed to pay for the entire production, told us the monies were wired, then changed the number, then guaranteed the monies were wired, and never paid the full amount, right? So, wow. But the first person that should be paid is James Harding. He should get his money. He put up hard dollars. He has an agreement with Austin. We signed an agreement with Social Gloves stating he should get the first $2 million. And that's what should have happened already. And it's really disgraceful. It hasn't. And, you know, it's as a conscientious public company, right? This is my 12th public company. My last public company, Digital Turbine, I built, now it's about $7.5 billion valuation, wow. Right? This one's $300 million valuation. Wow. Yeah, we're here for the long term.
Sure.
Right? The first thing we want to see happen is we want, with integrity, to get every dollar that's owed paid to the people that is owed properly, right, and get this cleaned up, right? And it's clear that Austin, his father, right, and the rest of his family doesn't want that to happen.
So let me ask you this. Isn't it as simple as him declaring bankruptcy and all this goes away?
No, bankruptcy depends, right? Yeah. If the lawsuits are correct and you committed fraud,
yeah,
right? There's whole different rules on fraud and bankruptcy. That's one. Okay. Number two is, again, what I'm told, and I don't know this is a fact, that James Harding's contract has a first position, but it also has a personal guarantee. If he's got a personal guarantee, he's either taking his house if he owns it. It sounds like from the papers, he may not own it. The banks may own it, right? Yeah. But if he does, and maybe he's taking his Rolls Royce and his Lamborghini and all the fancy cars and so on. Again, I hope he's going to come to his senses. I hope he's going to come to reality and he's going to figure out this is a very dangerous game.
So basically, yeah. What you guys are asking for is, hey, give me the contracts with the fighters, the show, who's supposed to get paid first or who you promised that to. Is that... Basically, it's correct. So you can take the money and distribute as it should be.
Correct. Give us the waterfall, right? We have the waterfall, right? We can now back it up with contracts, right? And release. Now, our option is going to be soon, we'll have no choice. We're going to have to put that into the court system and hand it over to the courts to decide, right? I can't be judge and jury, right? When all these lawsuits are outstanding, right? I'm hoping that there is a moment where whoever is advising, right, his lawyer, Prior Cashman, his aggressive behavior, that he signed contracts, right, with Taylor to pay him an extra $200,000, knowing that other people were in first position. I wouldn't want to be Prior Cashman and be this, his lawyer, James, right, in that position. That's a really aggressive behavior.
Wow. So when I hear the word fraud, is there criminal? Listen, I'm no attorney or cop, right? But if you're promising multiple people the same thing and having it in a contract, that seems to me like fraud. And could there be criminal charges attached to all this stuff?
You know, I don't even want to answer that. Right? Sure. Again, I'm really hoping for, right, somebody. He has a lot of representation. He's got bankruptcy lawyers. He's got two law firms, Prior Cashman's, a top law firm in the country. He's got another small lawyer that's represented him in a nice size firm. You know, they all have D&O insurance. They all got real risk in this, right? If I was them, I'd want this ended as soon as possible. I want everyone to come to a solution, right? Come together and say, listen, take the L, right? And go back to the win. The win is you go look, you and I were talking about in the beginning, you look at some of the talent that came out of this. We've increased their socials from this dramatically, right? Okay. You know, there's kids out of this that could be superstars at the end of it, mm-hmm. right? They're young men. Young men have a long career, right? I'm 56 years old, right? So I don't have the ability to do what they're going to do. If I'm in my 20s, I want this resolved. I want to move on with my life, right? And I want to go back to making more money. And the truth is they can all use the video from this to drive their careers, right? Taylor wants to be a musician. He's actually an amazing talent, mm-hmm. right? We're introducing him to some of the top people in music. He's really talented and really passionate about it, right? Guy, he took up 6 months of his life, right? We've all done that. We've had things that have gone the wrong way, right? Same thing with Bryce, right? I haven't spoken to him. You know, I'd love to sit down with him. He's super talented. He's got a mass audience. You know, go back to work. Go back to the win, right? And the same thing across the board. I mean, you look at Vinny Hacker.
Oh, kid's a stud.
I mean, this kid's socials were up millions. Yep. He literally looks like coming off of this. He looks like James Dean meets Mickey Rourke at his prime, right? I mean, the kid looks like a movie star. That he's got to have that spider. He's got to patent that thing.
Yep.
Right. You know, I don't know any women, including my wife, that wasn't looking at him by the time it was done. The kid looked so good.
But he's a good guy who came out of this with a bigger following. More people know him. He's got a better personal brand for himself. So, yeah, it's a shame that all this kind of went on and you guys put on a great event. So, I mean, you provided all this for these guys. I guess my question about all this is, I'm sure you can't tell me the amount because you're in litigation, but the money you guys are holding now, is there more after you pay James Harden, is there left over for Bryce and Taylor? Or can you cover those guys or you can't get into that?
Yeah, so legally, I can't answer. What I tell you is what I told Austin is, right? Not only would we help to end this, we would have if he had behaved, right? And this was after all the nonsense, right? Zoll, the complaints he had, you know, the whole works. We would have potentially invested more money into Social Gloves because Social Gloves is a very serious asset. I don't know too many live events, first time events that did, you know, if you just take the 136,000, right, times $50, right? Yeah. You share that up, you're getting close to $10 million in revenues. There's very few first time events in history that have done that. But what he really has, he had an opportunity to build the league, right? And to build a social experience, right? That we're talking about, right? So we've already been doing it. We've been doing it for years and we do it mostly for music, but we've done it for social media stars and we're going to grow that like crazy. I mean, what we're going to do next is we're going to do a female event, right? We're going to do many different social events like this. So I told Austin, I couldn't have been clearer. Dermot, my partner, told him we would kick in money and help, right? We told that to James Harding's lawyers as well. We would kick in and help. Right. We've told that to Taylor's, his mom, as well as himself. We were willing to help to try to alleviate the pain here to see everybody come out with some money.
But why? What's in it for you? I mean, why would you help out at all?
There's a lot of reasons. Number one is I'm a big fan of this.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I told you, I signed Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson 30 years ago. I signed the home run. I did the first ever home run derby. Oh, in pay-per-view, wow. 32 years ago, right? So I'm a huge fan of pay-per-view, right? And I'm a huge fan of boxing, and I'm a big fan of socials. I think there's really an opportunity there, and it's really a shame because you know you could have really, if he listened to us and he put this on cable and satellite, if he listened and done paid marketing, and even at the end when he made all these mistakes, right, and all that arrogance is out the window, right? You puff and you huff. You call yourself the next superstar, but if you're going to be a superstar, you got to truly prove you're a superstar. And superstars don't get into these messes. They just don't. They fix the problem. This is fixable. So there's not a lot of time left.
What does he have to do to fix it? What's the next step for Austin if he's watching?
He's got to deliver the waterfall. He's got to deliver the backup to the waterfall. And he's got to come to the table with everybody, right? So everybody can walk away with, it's not going to be perfect. There's nowhere near the money that he committed, right? Unfortunately, committing $5 million to Bryce. I got the phone call. I'm sure you know this, right? So I got the phone call right after we publicly announced it. And I was asked whether I would guarantee $5 million. And I said, absolutely not. I wouldn't guarantee $5 million unless it was McGregor or Mayweather.
Sure.
Right. Just wouldn't do it. Right. This was an unknown. Right. And you got to come clean and you got to resolve it. And you can't come with an ego and you can't come with arrogance. The arrogance is over. It's getting really ugly. And again, I don't know the personal stuff. Right. It's pretty ugly. Right. The press is pretty mean. Right. If you continue to build a hole for yourself, they get meaner. When you start hitting the Wall Street Journal, right, you're really taking reputational risk that you may never be able to get out of this, right? You know, and I wouldn't want to be in those shoes. Those are really big shoes at a young age, right? He's got to fit.
Let's be real. I've got two kids. They watch YouTube. He's got a family channel. We've talked about all this for, I don't know, a half hour, you know, all the stuff that's been going on behind the scenes. And people forget he's got a family channel with his wife and his little kids and stuff. I wouldn't let him watch that, you know, knowing all this stuff. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that he's got, his numbers have got to be dropping. He's got to be killing, you know, his viewership and his fans out there, they've got to be dropping after hearing this every day for so long. It can't be good for his brand.
I mean, there's nothing good about this. You know, we sued his wife as well. Right. I only met her twice. Right. She came to my house with their children and his dad at dinner at my house, my wife and my family. Right. You know,
wow.
The second real time that I spent any time with her is when she asked me about the numbers. I shared it for her literally from my phone. And here's the crazy part of this, right? And I apologize, I left this out. Austin was telling Bryce and telling Taylor that he didn't know any of the numbers. He was getting the numbers every day. And as it got close to the fight, he wasn't getting it every day. He was getting it every hour. And as we got to the last couple of days, he was getting it every 15 minutes, right? Jackie, I mean, my team will probably yell at me, but I'm just remembering the number off the top of my head. I'm dyslexic at ADD, so I gotta think of what the exact number is. Going into the last 48 hours, we were under $500,000 in revenues. Okay.
Wow.
So there was a really, I mean, we could have got murdered. We could have lost millions of dollars in this, right? So it made a nice comeback, right? Pay-per-view does happen mostly at the last second.
Yeah.
And I do believe he would have probably been able to pay part or most of this if he didn't block cable and satellite. And he definitely would have been able to if he didn't fight my entire team. Dermot went to his house days before and sat with him and said, you must do this, right? The paid marketing is working. And he shut it off.
Wow. The only other thing question I have for you too, is there any responsibility on the fighter side? Again, I don't know how normal fights work, but do they normally get some money up front, or should they have been more wary of kind of going into business with Austin McBroom or gotten something before the fight?
I mean, you know, Taylor's lawsuit, I think there's some real repercussions that come out of this. These are young kids. They're represented by counsel, right? Their attorneys have a responsibility to get the contracts of everybody else, right? How they didn't know that there were other contracts signed in first position, I don't know. Again, you know, I think this was, I really question why there's not a single YouTuber complaining, right? It's very, very concerning. I think someone should find that out, the answer. The press should know that answer.
Yep.
Right? TikTokers are now asking. They're wondering, what was this? Was this one-sided? It's been a question that's been asked on the fairness of the fights. It's been asked on just about every question. I mean, Bryce has asked me multiple times, like, you know, right after the fight, you know, even though he was angry at us for a minute, I think he now knows the truth. He was worried the referee grabbed him 10 times. Anything is possible when there's a lot of misleading information, right? And I really feel sorry for him. I really do. It's hurting. it's hurting people in a lot of ways, right? There's a this really sour feeling about what these kids did, right? And I literally just expressed that. I told my guys to call the Wall Street Journal. It's such a shame because the truth is, forget the money for a second, right? Because I always tell everyone, I tell my children, right? If you want to make history, go make history. And if you make history, you will, in the long run, make more money than you'll ever make in your life. If you're just there to make money, it usually turns out bad. Mm-hmm. Something goes wrong. These kids made history. I don't think there's anyone arguing it. Like Jake Paul, Logan Paul, all the people, the most people in all, the most polished guys that have now signed with Showtime, call this an amazing event. Let's go back to the amazing event, right? Let's go back. Let's get a warm and fuzzy feeling around it, right? Okay, and try to fix the problem. If you fix the problem, social gloves had real value. You know, IP value, I can tell you there's never been a media company in the history of Earth, right, who made money in their first year, right? Yeah. Just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
most of them don't make it in the first 8 years. I don't know how long the UFC took, but I guarantee you it's many years. They had to blow through hundreds of millions of dollars to get there, right? It takes time. But they were building IP value. If that IP value was shared with all these kids, they could have ended up with a short-term L and a long-term W.
Well, I think you've said it all. I mean, that's a message to kind of end on to Austin. It's not over. And especially if I'm him and I own Social Gloves, you know, take the L now, but you're 100% right. This could become a show. This can become a regular event. UFC has pay-per-views how many times a month, right? They go on forever. It's just the cash register keeps on ringing and ringing and ringing. So, you know, you take the L, you take a little hit on your ego for a while. And hey, guess what? You come out of this thing and get to keep this thing going. It sounds like a no-brainer to me, but what do I know?
Yeah. Well, the finishing touches of that is social media is just huge. It's growing. This brought boxing back to young kids.
Yep.
Jake Paul, Logan Paul. Logan Paul is Rocky, right? He just is. He's just Rocky, right? You call whatever you want in the fight, right? He's Rocky, okay? And when a guy like Mayweather says he'll fight many of these guys, right? I sat with his team. You go, this is magical. Who would think that the underdog come out of nowhere where I could show up and all of a sudden be in a fight with the GOAT in boxing?
Yeah.
It's not just boxing. Boxing has some hindrances in it. You got to get licenses, right? Mm-hmm. Another terribly misleading fact that the kids were misled that they had signed off approval to no headgear, right? It almost ended up they were all in headgear, but some of the fights ended up in headgear. Very different experience, headgear versus not headgear, right? And fighting at 25-pound differences. There were multiple big differences in weight. For everyone involved, from the lawyers to Austin, to be convincing the fighters to give them extra money without ever disclosing they may not be in the position they think they're in, is just concerning.
The whole thing's concerning. So, and you're right about, you know, those guys are bringing kids to boxing is a good thing. I interviewed Ryan Garcia. I mean, he gets paid more on brand deals than he does fighting, which is insane. He gets paid more as an influencer than a boxer, which is kind of hard to wrap your head around. But yeah, these kids are great for the sport. And I don't want to come of this. Is these kids are to become jaded for the rest of their lives by getting screwed over, you know, if it can't be resolved, right? You know, it's good to think optimistically, but if it doesn't, and, you know, these kids take that big a loss, they're changed forever in how they do business and how they, you know, interact with partners and those kind of things. And it's a shame.
Well, I mean, some of it they're going to have to do, right? You know, yeah. Unfortunately, as you know, in the world, you got to learn who to trust and who not to trust.
Yep.
Austin was almost, in some ways, was probably a hero to someone. He had a giant audience and the whole works, and he's got a family that's, you know, proven. They sold some tickets to the Staples Center and all the stories that you hear. But, you know, this is not that moment to look at him as a hero. This is a moment he's got to change his life. He's literally got to change his life in many aspects, right? And the rest of his family may have to too, right? they must really have to really do a gut check and think about their behavior, right? And I have a 30 plus year reputation of building companies, right? I've had the luxury of partnering with the smartest people in the media industry, right? My board is a who's who in media, right? Literally, you know, I've run billions and billions of dollars worth of companies, right? We have no reason to lie to anyone. If anyone get a lie, you can lie up, not down, right? You know, it's like, who would ever do that? Like, you know, it's like, that's the ultimate stupid pill. We should turn this into a positive. I'd love your help doing that.
Sure.
Right. Whether this event turns positive, right? It's a shame coming off of Logan, who just opened the door for every social media kid.
Yep.
And by the way, not just social media, anyone in pop culture, right? In our boxing match, we have podcasters, we have musicians, right? When crew league, there's artists playing basketball, there's movie stars playing basketball, right? There's such an opportunity here to spread that wealth. And, you know, I just watch what The Rock is doing.
Oh my God.
I watch what Mark Wahlberg's doing.
Yeah.
Right. Posting every day. They've learned and they experience. These are the geniuses that understand marketing. You cannot think that you understand every piece of it, right? Let you touch all of it. One thing you know is, whether you walk in Gaio Siri's office, Scooter Braun's office, Ari Emanuel's, you look up on that board and it tells you their top 10 clients, how many Facebook, how many Instagram, how many YouTubes, how many TikToks, right? And those are going to keep changing. But the one thing that's going to be consistent, people are going to lose jobs to social media stars because they start with an audience.
Yep. Thank you, brother. Anything else? I mean, I think you covered it all. This is great.
Next, any positive, you know, again, help to this long-term, to the future of not just these kids, but all the kids, because there's so many kids that want to do it, right? We just announced Self-Made KO, right? We did this for music, right? It's a democratized American Idol, right? The fans are choosing who are going to be the next great musician. We're doing the same thing for boxing. We're doing the same thing for podcasts. So we just announced a female version, Self-Made KO, which the fans are going to choose who are going to be those next great female boxers, right? They're going to come. And when I say boxers, I use that word loosely. And again, this is way more Disney WrestleMania than is believing the next one's going to be Ronda Rousey.
Sure.
Or the next one's going to be so on. We want these kids to have fun. We want to serve. This has been a horrible 18 months for everybody with COVID. Everybody wants fun. Everyone wants good energy. There were about 15,000 people at the stadium at Hard Rock. There were 136,000 people who bought pay-per-views. Okay. 3.5 billion engagements. And it's probably way higher than that now. Like the negative news is driving even more, right?
Of course.
This should be a Harvard Business School study, right? And hopefully it doesn't turn into a special documentary about it, right? Okay. It should be a Harvard Business School, you know, study on what you could actually do, right, when you bring social media stars together in bunches.
100% agree. Give yourself a plug. What else? What should everybody check you guys out on? Should they follow, you know, talk more about TalentX, you know, live?
Yeah, come to LiveX Live.
I'm sorry. I got Gruen on the brain. LiveX Live.
It's all good. Man. It's all good. I love TalentX. So so come to LiveXLive.com. Come to our world, our app. We own Slacker Radio, right? So we're in every single Tesla car, right? As we move to self-driving cars, it'll move from audio to video. We're the largest streaming platform in the world of music. Wow. We had over 5 billion engagements this year across our platform, meaning not only did kids watch, but they repurposed those videos and sent them out to their friends.
Wow. Right?
So a staggering number. Right. Our podcasts, we have everyone from Adam Carolla, the Guinness Book of Records, to Jay Cutler, right, to there's so many of them. Just keep Michael Cohen, right, you know, Trump's attorney who's killing it, just passed 10 million downloads last night.
Wow.
So we're audio, video, live streaming, right? We're the largest platform in the world today for live streaming. We're going to keep growing. And then while you're doing all that, it's all interactive. You can buy a hat, you can buy a T-shirt, you can buy merchandise, or you can buy an NFT.
And that's so strong. We were talking before we started this, that you guys have posted, you know, positive earnings every quarter going back. How many? 18 quarters or something crazy?
This would be our 13th straight quarter. We grew. We took the company public at $7 million in revenues. We did $38 million. last year, which is a March 31st year end, we did $65 million.
Wow.
We just raised our guidance for the third time in 6 months. We just raised our guidance this year to 110 to 120 million. So on Thursday night, I think it's 4:15, we report our first quarter of this year, and it'll be our 13th straight quarter of record revenues. And I love when you break that. When I broke $100 million of revenues at Digital Turbine, we're now trading, as I said, I think, you know, $8 billion plus, right? And that symbol is APPS. This feels bigger. The opportunity is gigantic. The stock symbol is LIVX, right? As you watch it and you see, we have an amazing thing, social media stars. We have over 30,000 shareholders and over 80 institutions in there. And part of that was helped by social media stars. We've had every music star from Justin Bieber to Taylor many times to Ariana Grande. They have all hit and told their social media fans to come watch it live by live. Okay? So we're really uniquely positioned, and think of us as a super high-end Spotify. We're a talent-first platform focused on super fans. We're just about to pass 1.2 million monthly paying subscribers.
Wow, that is staggering. Wow.
You know, when you think about that number, and here's the other part, you know, from Social Globes, we signed 10,000 subscribers. I'm sorry, 9,400, I think it was, and growing. We signed 9,400 subscribers off of one night of Social Globes.
Wow.
So if we can keep going with that, and you can keep going, you can just think about if you can do one of these events a month, right? Add that together with all the great live music events. We do the biggest K-pop events. We do the biggest rock events. We do the biggest hip-hop events. We've done pay-per-views for Pitbull, for Trippie Redd. We did, who was this recently? Monster X. I can't even tell you how many kids showed up for that, right? So really exciting stuff, and you're going to see a lot more of it. You're going to see more and more pay-per-views. You're going to see more and more live events, and let's hope, knock on wood for all of us, that, you know, experience isn't going to slow things down. You know, we just saw Jazz Fest canceled in New Orleans. It's a shame. But I think that, you know, people are a little more realistic, people are being smarter about it. And I think this is just a special time to go straight from live all the way to digital experiences.
Incredible. And it's working too. So congratulations on everything. We're going to make sure we weave some of the positive business into the Forbes article. So got to hit that too. Everybody, thanks for watching. If you're watching this too, make sure you subscribe. We do new interviews every Thursday with the biggest creators in the world. And thank you so much. This was very eye-opening, and this was a fun one. So thanks so much, brother.
Great. Next time, bring one of the creators on so I can get some traffic.
Let's see. And everybody, follow him on social. We'll put your social links in the description. So let's double the following from 300, and let's get it all the way up to 600.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, again, super positive energy. Let's try to turn this, because all these kids deserved it, including the musicians and the host, Charlemagne and you know, Aiden and all the great hosts that showed up for this. Let's try to fix this problem and turn it positive.
Yep. Sounds good.
Cool. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, brother.
Have a great night.
All right. See you, YouTube.